This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Blake has a question for us. Should I restrain my passion to start a ministry and wait for the Lord's explicit go-ahead? And he provides a little background. He says he's an 18-year-old web developer with an intense desire to create software for the church. The problem is, he seems to have this internal battle in his heart over whether he should be driven by the inward passion or wait on some external command from God.
I'm not sure what the external, how he's conceiving of that external command, so I might miss his question, but I'll think out loud anyway. I would say that discerning the will of God for starting a ministry would start with a deep and recurrent desire, and that's a good thing. And then you test it. You test it by its recurrence, that is, does it last? You test it biblically by, is this a godly desire? Does it come from a desire to glorify Christ? Will the creation of the ministry lead to the glory of Christ? And then you test it in the community. You bounce it off of wise counselors. The Bible makes much of good counsel. And then, thirdly, you look for opportunity. And I would say you don't so much wait for the Lord to give some explicit do this. You look for opportunity. Is the Lord opening a door for this good and godly vision that I have? Even that, I would say, might be too passive, because if you have a deep passion that something good be done, and there's nothing wrong with doing it, and the people around you says you're gifted to do it, you may just knock down the door. I mean, if there's no door, knock it down and do it. So it sounds to me like he's kind of hung up on this waiting thing, and if it really is a good thing, if it would benefit the church, if the people around him endorse it, I think he should move, not wait.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.